the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown is this Saturday with the 143rd running of the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico outside Baltimore. If Justify can beat the field to the finish line after the 9.5 furlongs, he will be two-thirds of the way to the Triple Crown. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time to keep the show on the air or learn more at WWIB.com. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith rode Justify to a Kentucky Derby win a few weeks ago. Now he's going to be on board Saturday for the Preakness, and he's on board Sports and Commentary once again here today on WIB Radio. So the second leg of the Triple Crown. What do you think Justify's chances are to pick up a win in round two here of the pursuit of the Triple Crown?
Well, he'll have a big chance given the opportunity. You know, I mean, that's all we can pray for. Honestly, just a shot, a fair shot. You know, all of us, you know, get back safe and sound, and everyone has a chance and see what happens. But he's got that kind of ability. Like I said, everything he's done from the time that they started, breaking him as a baby, he's done exceptionally well. Everything he seems to do is well above average. Saw what he did in the Derby. Now we come back a 16th of a mile shorter, but the good thing also about that is the field dwindles way down. You know, if there's 10 in there, that'd probably be about as many as there's going to be in there. So at least you don't have 20, you know, all trying to get to the first turn at the same time. So this race, pace-wise, is actually a little bit easier than the Derby, because the Derby is, of course, a 16th of a mile further, but there's 20 horses, so everyone's riding extremely hard early on to get a good position, where we should all be able to get a good spot, with 10 horses in there. So as long as he's given the opportunity to perform like I know he can, well, he'll have a big chance.
All right. You're 52 years of age and became the second oldest jockey ever behind Bill Shoemaker to win the Kentucky Derby. How significant a stat is that for you?
Oh, it's just amazing how later on in my career, you know, I did well when I was younger, but I don't know, the last, I guess I would have to say the last 10 years, 7 years of my career is just, I've just kind of boomed again. You know, it's just all kind of come full circle, and What's great about it is at this age, my age, you understand and you appreciate things a whole lot more. So I'm having more fun and appreciate everything that's going on right now a whole lot more than when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, this is the second Derby win for you. Last time, I think you were 39 years old, now 52. So at the end of the race, Mike, when you rode into the winner's circle, the first thing you said was, I want to give praise and thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I'd appreciate it. Maybe our listeners would too. I'm sure they would if you could expand on that, if we could hear the story of how you discovered a personal relationship with Jesus. How did that happen?
Sure. I came from a Catholic family, you know. My grandmother was very avid in the church and helped. It was a big part of help of raising me. My mother was very young when she had me, and she wanted to finish college. So my grandmother helped her out a whole lot. My mother went on to get a master's, and she's a brilliant teacher now in New Mexico. And my grandmother just really helped a lot and really taught me so much about you know, the Bible and prayer and how powerful it was and important. And I just followed her lead really my whole life, to be honest with you. There never was a point where I always knew God was there for me. We spent a lot of time together, of course, Sunday churches, and then every night before we'd go to bed, she'd read the Bible and we'd pray and pray for the family. She had a really big family. My grandmother actually had 15 children. So we had a really big family. There was a lot of people to pray for, you know. So we spent a lot of time doing that, and it's just been a part of my life. That you get to ride, and then you get in your 20s, and you get to thinking, you know, time kind of slips away from you a little bit at times. You know, your life is coming at you pretty quick, and you, I don't know, you just kind of forget about it all. But oh, about 10 years or so ago, it just all came back to me, and really, you know, going to church a lot, praying a lot, and getting back into it, and I feel better now. Maybe that's why all of a sudden I got this boom that I got.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, it was so meaningful and powerful, that testimony that you shared for the Lord after the Derby win. Everybody heard it. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, always. Like I said, early on, my career was good, and I went through a little part there where it wasn't so good, and I think that's because I got away from it all. And as soon as I got back into talking to God and praying, and every day I go through the day talking to Him, just myself in my head all the time. And since I got back, I'm telling you, it's like my life turned right back around again, and got back on track, and He blessed me with so much. I can't help but give Him the praise and the glory, you know.
Well, if you win this weekend, you'll be two-thirds of the way to the Triple Crown. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be something else. I don't think I'd need a plane to fly home. I think I'd just float all the way back.
Yes. Let's make a date. If you win the Preakness in Belmont, you take that Triple Crown. Let's plan on getting together again, all right?
I would absolutely love it.
Yeah, that would be terrific. Mike Smith, the Hall of Fame jockey on board Justify this weekend for the second jewel in the crown, the Preakness, the Triple Crown horse race here at Pimlico. Mike, thank you for being on with me today. I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
God bless you, and let's stay in touch. Hopefully we'll pull this next one off, and then head on to Belmont.
That sounds good. We'll do it.